Now, making a plan and a budget. From those above exercises, you now know what you're dealing with. If you find that the expenses are higher than the earnings, then you can do one of two things. You can either reduce your expenses or you can increase your income. I would personally look at doing both of those if I were you. The other thing that I would say, when you're paying on all of your bills and paying those debts off, pay them all with gratitude, because this will also, so much of us, especially as women, is rolled up into emotion, is it not? And so when you pay bills, instead of having that pit in your stomach or the fear that you can't make it, pay those with gratitude. And I would always say, as I wrote each check, I pay this bill with gratitude for the goods that I'm already using. I pay this electric bill with gratitude for the light that it brings to my home. And it has a whole different feeling on paying your bills when you do that. Now I'd like to talk about the elimination of debt and getting out of debt. They have another sheet, and it's called the debt owed sheet. And this is where you will list every credit card or loan that you owe. Now, you want to select one of those that you are really going to focus on paying off with advanced amounts, where you can put all your extra money onto paying one particular one off. The others, you want to make sure that you're covering at least your minimum payment on those. You know, you don't want to ignore anything, but you're going to put the extra on one of those bills. I know a lot of people do that, but I think this is the part that often gets missed, and I think this is really significant. And that is where you need to set a payoff date. It's like a goal, a payoff date goal for that particular bill. For example, let's say you have one bill that you've chosen that's going to be the one you're going to focus on putting the extra money into, and let's say it's $3,000. And let's say you believe that you can pay that off in 10 months. Well, that, assuming that there's no more finance charges added onto it, that $3,000 divided by 10 months would come out to be $300 a month you would be putting on that to pay it off in 10 months. But you see the finish line that you're working toward, and it makes it just more pleasurable to be able to make that payment and inch yourself closer each month. If you wanted to pay that same bill off in 5 months, you simply divide that $3,000 by five, and you're going to be paying $600 a month on that amount. And then remember, you're still paying the minimum on all the other bills. Once that bill is taken care of, you take all of that you've been paying on it and focus on the next bill until you have eliminated all of them. You just keep doing it until you're out of debt. Here's a few other things that, if you're dealing with debt, we are going to get to the income part, but here's reducing the expense part. This is not the interesting part. This is the painful part. We have to separate our wants from our needs sometimes, and we have to get over our guilt that we are not providing enough for our kids. We need to strike the word deserve from the conversation, that we deserve that designer handbag right now. What you deserve is irrelevant. You probably do deserve it, but what you can truly afford today is what matters when you're getting yourself out of debt. And you just need to be firm like that for a while to give yourself total freedom. Look for ways that you can pay less for things that you do need. For example, a cell phone. If you have the super maximized, super deluxe cell phone plan that lets everybody in the family text to their heart's delight, maybe you could save $50 a month with a scaled back plan. And it's okay to expect your children to participate in the tightening of the belt a little bit. That will actually be a good lesson for them. Try to negotiate some better terms as far as the finance charges on your loans and credit cards. Those are just a few things that can help you streamline some of the money that is going out that you already have. Base your financial decisions on what you have today, not on what you've had in the past. If you were a consultant 2 years ago who came in to just make an extra $100 a month, and things have happened with your husband's job, or maybe just the inflation of our economy has caused things not to go so far, and you can no longer afford to live on one income, then you might need to consider increasing your business at this time. Just remember that taking control of your financial future is making the right and honest choices today to build a secure future for you and your children. Now, before we get into the actual sales action plan, I want to talk about where to put the money once you make money. I know you've heard about the 60-40, and I just want to spend a little bit of time talking on that. Two separate bank accounts for the 60-40. 60%, that is for your inventory reordering. 50% of that is replacing the cost of the product. The other 10% is covering your preferred customer program and your Section 2 sales aids. Also, this account should have that 60% of the retail, but there also should be sales tax that you collect. The whole sales tax for that should go in this account. So at least that's how I did it. You had 60% of your retail plus the sales tax. Then the 40% account is the one where your profit portion goes. And that's going to be used to pay your loan, if you have a loan. It's going to be used to pay for seminar expenses. So I would calculate, you know how much it costs to come this year, and it's different depending on what part of the country you came. Divide that into 12 and put that amount in a special account every month so that as those expenses come along next year, you are paying for seminar and coming here without having to go home and pay it off. Let's have it paid for before we come. I can't emphasize enough about having the separate accounts, and I had a consultant in my unit who had done the National Court of Sales 7 times. She never had a week under $400, and she had called and wanted to return her product because she said she wasn't making money. And I said, it's impossible. You bought it at half price, and you're selling it at full price, and you'd never do below $400. How could you not be making money? Well, her husband sat down and we talked, and he said, let's look at what she's telling us. So they sat down, and what I found out was that they actually were putting all of her Mary Kay money right into the family account. They had one account that everything went in and everything went out of. Well, what had happened that particular month that she was so discouraged? They had 4 major things, 3 major household breakdowns, plumbing, roof, and then a car issue. And they just paid for that out of the account. Well, then when she went to pay some of the other bills that she normally paid, there wasn't enough money there. So she just said it was because she wasn't making money. When I had her look at that then, she realized she had made money and it had paid for all of these expenses. Had she been separating that money out into her Mary Kay account and then taking that profit over to the personal account, had she been doing that, she would have never experienced that type of discouragement. And I believe there are people that leave just because they don't even know where their money was or what happened to it, and they really were making money.